Miracle on the Hudson, page 114.
Things were looking bad for flight 1549 out of New York's LaGuardia Airport one cold winter day in 2009. At 3:24 p.m., just minutes after takeoff, the Airbus 320 flew straight into a flock of large birds. There were several loud noises. Then both of the engines died. In the cockpit, Captain Chesley B. Sullenberger noticed a sharp smell of burning feathers. The plane was only 3,000 feet, 914 meters in the air, and it had no power. They were going down. Behind Sullenberger in the cabin, 150 passengers knew they were in trouble. Many desperately turned on their cell phones to say goodbye to loved ones. Some on the plane cried, and others prayed. But Captain Sullenberger did not panic. The lives of the 150 passengers and five crew were in his hands. His ability to stay calm in the face of disaster was the only thing that could save them. Sullenberger had 40 years of flying experience. Like many pilots, he had experience in the military, where he flew a fighter jet. Sullenberger was also a safety consultant for airlines, so he knew a great deal about how to handle a crisis. He knew how to fly gliders, too. This was a helpful skill because the jet was now behaving like a very heavy glider. At first, he thought he could turn the plane around for an emergency landing. However, the jet was right over the city. It was near too many tall buildings and too low, too slow, to reach the airport. Then he thought he could probably fly across the Hudson River and land at a nearby airport in New Jersey. That wasn't a good idea, however. He might crash into a neighborhood full of people. Sullenberger decided he had only one option. He would have to bring the plane down in the icy Hudson River. It was going to be a very difficult landing. A water landing is extremely unusual for a plane, especially a water landing with no casualties. He would need to keep the nose of the plane up and control the wings perfectly. If one wing went into the water, the plane would turn over and over. Experts say that self-confidence is crucial when you have to act in a difficult situation. Captain Sullenberger was anxious, but he was confident. He believed he could land this plane. He did not panic. He brought the plane lower and lower. "Brace for impact," he said over the intercom. At 3:31 p.m., the plane touched down on the water. There was a huge spray of water. The plane stopped, and it floated. Sullenberger got up from his seat in the cockpit. He reached for the passenger list. As the passengers climbed out of the plane onto the wings, he checked off their names. Was everybody safe? Outside the plane, it was only 20 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 6.7 degrees Celsius. But the plane had landed in a busy part of the Hudson River. Ferries, rescue boats, and helicopters came close to the plane and started rescuing passengers. Captain Sullenberger went back inside. One last time, he walked through the plane to make sure everyone was off. In the end, all 155 people on board Flight 1549 survived. People called it a miracle. The miracle was that they had the right captain at the right time.
This is the end of the audio program.